Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. And today we're joined by Brett Gillen, Program Director for Creative Vets, that we recently had this the absolute pleasure of working with on our Meetings Today Live South event in Nashville. And we'll tell you all about it. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Absolutely. It's good to be here.
Thank you. And why don't you just start off by telling people what Creative Vets is and what your mission is?
Sure. So Creative Vets was founded in 2013 to empower wounded veterans to heal through the arts and music. But it really started in 2008 when our co-founder and executive director, Richard Casper, returned home from war. And before war, he was class clown and prom king, you know, like super social guy. But he went to Iraq and got hit by four separate IEDs, and his best friend got shot and basically died in his arms. So he came home a different person than when he left, and he didn't know why. And there, when he got back in 2008, there weren't really any transition programs to help the veterans. So he randomly found art and music and healed himself. So now he's doing that for other veterans, because a lot of veterans aren't going to choose art as an option, but we are living proof that it heals.
And are you guys based in Nashville then, or?
Yeah, we're actually an Illinois nonprofit. We were founded in Chicago, but it just made sense to headquarter ourselves in Nashville with our songwriting program, because all the best songwriters in the world are here, as you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are headquartered in Nashville.
And let's get to that, because we had a great event there in early July. And you are absolutely right about the songwriters and the music in Nashville. And, you know, we did your songwriting program, and very basically we kind of segmented up our attendees into four different groups, and they're all meeting planners. So they wrote four different songs about meeting planning. And it was amazing how in depth they were. And it just actually even more amazing was just the level of engagement that the people working with the songwriters had. I'm guessing this is something you see with all the programs you do.
Oh, absolutely. And this was set up a little different than a normal like Nashville write. So we had 20 people in a room with one songwriter, and they had 60 minutes to come up with a song. So typically the songwriting sessions are 3 to 4 hours, especially with veterans. So we're flying veterans from anywhere in the country to Nashville to tell their story for the first time. So most of these veterans, I would say 95%, have no musical background, but we're just like, hey, you just need to tell your story to the songwriters. And they're so gifted, they can make it rhyme. They can give it a good melody. They can figure out the chord progression and everything. So the veterans absolutely love it, and it's life transforming for them. There's many things we usually say, what's the one thing you can't talk about? And then they will tell the songwriters, and we can put that in the song. And it's things like, well, I can't tell my kids this, or I can't tell my wife or my husband this. And then the most magical thing happens is right when they write the song and they put all this stuff in it, the first person they text it to is like their wife and their kids and their family. And it opens up communication. And that's where the real healing starts, because the songwriters are able to say what the veteran needs to say in a way that the veteran didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, that is really amazing. And such a wonderful thing you do. You know, how do you go about securing the songwriters there?
It's been just, you know, word of mouth. People, we've slowly built our songwriting community based on friends of friends. And we only work with good people, as far as good people, but also amazing songwriters. And we've just been fortunate enough to meet like the top of the top songwriters in Nashville.
And so, and then you're bringing in veterans from around the country to come and do this, right?
Yeah. So we actually just served our veteran in North Dakota. So we have served veterans in all 50 states.
Wow.
And yeah, and they just apply on our website. And again, that's a lot. We slowly started building with word of mouth. So the first veteran ever was one of Richard's buddies that he brought down to Nashville just as a pilot program to see if it would even work. And it did, and it slowly grew and grew. And now we get more media exposure. We've been on Kelly Clarkson. Richard was named a CNN hero last year. He was named a Time Magazine Next Generation Leader in 2017. So we've had a lot of media and exposure, and now we're starting to get veterans apply through the website that we don't know, we don't have any connections to. We're also doing airport exhibits because we're trying to find veterans where they are. And the latest research, you know, everybody talks about the 22 a day or 20 a day committing suicide, but the number they don't talk about is that 14 of those don't seek help. So 70% of veterans that are committing suicide aren't reaching out for help. So we're trying to find them where they're at. So we have these airport installations. We're also doing mobile songwriting studios where we go to different music festivals. Like we just went to one in Illinois called Tailgates and Tallboys, and we found veterans there to write with and completely changed their lives. It was amazing. So proof of concept, and now we're just going to continue doing that and trying to find unique ways to find veterans to help people.
And so, you know, of course, your mission is to help veterans, and we really appreciate you, you know, helping our program along. Is there, what should meeting planners know, meeting and event planners know about your organization and how they can utilize it or help you guys out in any way?
So our biggest hurdle as any nonprofit is fundraising. So we can tailor different experiences to whatever the event is. Like, so for your event, we brought songwriters and wrote songs with meeting planners. But we've done this for companies as well, where we go to a company, say in Colorado, and then bring songwriters out and they'll write with a group of people or some veterans in the company. And then we'll play that song at night, which is called a songwriting round, which we also did with you at the Country Music Hall of Fame, where the songwriters just get up and play some of their hit songs that they've written for other artists. And a lot of people don't know that there's songwriting is actually a thing. They just assume the artist writes every song that they put out, but that's not the case. There's professional songwriters in Nashville that do that. So yeah, so we can really tailor anything, whatever it is. We also do art programs. That's something I haven't touched on yet, but we enroll veterans in some of the best art schools in the country. And everything we do is storytelling through the arts. So veterans that maybe have never written a song before come and write a song. Veterans that have never done ceramics or painting or collage, we enroll them in, for example, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, which is the number one private art school in the country. And for 3 weeks, they're just immersed in telling their story through art.
Wow.
So well, yeah, we can really do anything. We're creatives over here. So
well, we I totally got to see that in action. And as someone who's been covering this business for a long time, you guys, the writers were spot on, and the planners were just throwing out their kind of their war stories. And it was really just, it was quite an experience and quite engaging. So, and I'll let our listeners know too, we're going to get ready to kind of let you take a listen to some of these songs so they can resonate with you personally. And you know, where should our listeners go to find out more about your organization?
So one thing we have started doing is through the, our foundation songwriting program, where we fly veterans to Nashville and write with professional songwriters. We've partnered with a record label in town named Big Machine Records, and they have started releasing some of our songs. So we've released 45 songs to date.
Wow.
Written with veterans for veterans. And again, this goes back to trying to find veterans where they are. So we partner with Amazon, and you can say, Alexa, play music by veterans, and our music will play. Because veterans may not have heard of Creative Vets, so they don't know to say play Creative Vets music. But if they just say play music by veterans, our music plays. So that's one thing you can do to support us, is just stream our music and listen to it. So yeah, that's.
Well, excellent. I'm your biggest fan since I saw that, and I really appreciate everything you did for us and for joining us today, Brett. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much.
And that was Brett Gillen, Program Director for Creative Vets. Head on over to creativevets.org if you want some more information by that organization. And if you want to hear more of our meetings industry podcast, head on over to meetingstoday.com. We have a full podcast section with all sorts of different interviews with industry thought leaders. So thanks for joining us, Brett. And thank you for listening to us today on our Meetings Today podcast. Whatever you're up to for the rest of the day, go out and make it a great one.